Hey, I'm Kenneth Weichstein. I'm a professional photographer here in Colorado. Welcome to another one of my daily morning photography podcasts. So, what is your fastest camera? I know I can instantly shoot with a digital full-frame Nikon DSLR, either a D610 or a D750, set up for back button focus. And if I'm outside in daylight, I can shoot at a 4/1000th of a second at f8. At ISO 800 and guaranteed everything 6 feet to infinity is in focus. Guaranteed. I can instantly point that camera and shoot. Actually, I don't even need to use back button focus. I can just set it at 12 feet, which is the infinity mark on the 28 millimeter lens that I have on it. And it's no need to even focus. That's what makes it even quicker. In fact, I'm not focusing each time when I'm shooting street photography. But now I'm trying to find a film camera that can do the same thing. And I'm guessing it's going to be either the Nikon F100, which has similar back button focus and similar controls to the digital Nikon. Or if I don't want to deal with autofocus, then it's going to be either my Leica M6 or my Nikon FA. And it's probably going to lean toward the Nikon because the Nikon has one thing that the Leica, for all its beauty, doesn't have. And that's automation. The Leica is fully mechanical, fully manual, which is beautiful if you're working slowly. But when I want to work really fast, that's completely different. So when I'm working fast, I want to use a camera with automation of some type, either aperture priority or maybe program mode. Can you believe it? Martin Parr shoots with program mode all the time because he says, I don't want to deal with the camera. I want the camera to do the work. I'll just worry about finding compositions. Well, that Nikon FA that I have, that has a program mode and matrix metering. That's supposed to be really good for making those kinds of photographs. So that would be a good one. And then another one would be the Leica R7. There's the R body, which isn't nearly as expensive as the M bodies. And with a 35-28, I don't think I paid more than $400 or $500 for that setup. That gives you full program mode as well, or aperture priority. So I'm going to reach for the F100 first and give it a try, but I'm also going to consider that Leica R7 if I can't make myself focus as quick as the autofocus of the F100. But I'm always looking to find a way to be able to shoot Robert Frank quick, which is said to be kind of one sweeping motion, and he would make a frame without you even realize he was picking the camera up. And I like those kinds of stealth abilities. I do it with my digital cameras, but with my film Leicas especially, I tend to want to take more time. And what I'm talking about now is not taking time, but making it so that I'm making the photograph really on the quick. All right, that's today's photography talk. If you're enjoying these, hit the subscribe button. I'll be back tomorrow. We'll talk more photography. As always, here's the good light. Just one quick reminder that we need photographers to contribute to the Wise Photo Project, and we need photographers from around the world. So if you are one, please join us. Find out information and what it's all about at thewisephotoproject.com. Thanks.